Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to Bad With Money Mailbags. Friday. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I am your host. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. Our regular episodes are on Tuesday, but today, mailbag. If you want to watch a video of this mailbag, you can do so at patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. You can also follow me on Instagram at Gabe S. Dunn. You can also follow the show on Instagram at BWM Pod, and you can DM me there, and I will read those DMs on the show. You can also join our Discord, which will be linked in the description of this episode. I read stuff from the Discord as well. You can also leave a 5-star Apple review, which I will read, and you can become a patron, and I'll read your name on the show. For example, our new patrons this week are Helena, Claudia, Nezra, and Kina. Thank you so much for being patrons. Very exciting. So if you want to write into the show, again, it is gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Welcome. So this week we're going to be talking about a book recommendation for me to destroy, I assume, based on who the recommendation is, an email about investing, a follow-up. I don't know if you remember the person who wrote in a while ago who one of their top things that they wanted to accomplish was to be able to eat more salmon. So that person wrote back in. And we have some nice reviews. So, okay, let's get into this email about investing. Hi, Gabe. I have been playing with the idea of investing for a while now. It really scares me just because it makes sense in my brain, but when it comes time to do it, I have no idea how or where to do it. Like, is it an app on the phone, something on my computer? Like, materially, where do I do it? And do I need someone to help me? Granted, that's something I need to do more research on. And you have covered before. Another worry for me is not supporting horrible companies or companies that are pumping millions of liters of oil into the ocean, etc. I recently learned about ESGs, and I think if I was to invest, that would probably be the route I'd take. But I still want to know more about them. What are they? How do they work? Is it all smoke and mirrors? Also, where do they live and how do I get to them? Rambling note, but essentially, I want to support recycling efforts, maybe companies that are working hard to go net zero and who treat their employees like they're human. But even though I understand what ESGs are, I still have no idea what an average person like me can do to invest in this way. Also, I think it would be really interesting to have an episode on the business of recycling and green certifications on products. You'd be shocked at the system of recycling and how it works, or how companies can claim recyclability if they invest enough money on recycling infrastructure. I'm studying packaging design, so I'm kind of obsessed with recycling and composting. Thanks. You're studying packaging design? That's amazing. That's such a fun major. Okay, so yes, Amelia, I have literally asked this question before because I did not know where you went to invest either. We did an episode with Kevin Matthews from Building Bread, and you should absolutely go follow him. And he talks a lot about ESGs in that episode. He's kind of the expert there. And then we've done episodes with Kiana Daniels all about investing. We've done a few investing episodes, which I know you mentioned. For me, I have two situations. One, I have my IRA, which is invested with a money manager. So somebody is taking care of that for me. I did that through, I found like, you know, so-and-so wealth partners. And I found that person through my manager, which like I have because I work in entertainment. So I think, honestly, you can just look up like who are the best money managers. Now, the big thing to consider if you're going to have somebody manage your money is one, they need to be a fiduciary. You don't really have to know what that is. You can look it up, but basically you need to make sure that they are a fiduciary. Two, you need to look at the fees. How much are they charging you to do this? Because if you have a good interest rate on your like compound interest on your returns, you have a good interest rate like on what you're getting, maybe dividends, or you're investing in stuff that you know is going to do well, you need to make sure that it's not going to be completely destroyed by fees, because then you're just breaking even by paying this person fees. So I would comparison shop for fees, but don't go too low because that means that they're probably not that great. Now, the thing is that oftentimes these people do not just beat the market. And it makes sense for you yourself to, if you want to handle it yourself, just invest in like Vanguard or the S&P 500, or like they call them index funds, which we're going to do a whole episode about actually this season. And investing in index funds is pretty safe compared to investing like in individual stocks. So instead of being like, I invest in Apple and Heinz and, you know, this stuff, Coca-Cola, you can invest in these funds and they're more diversified. Very recently, I used Indeed to get hired for a part-time job. The employer put their job listing up on Indeed. That's where I found it. I applied through Indeed and I got the job. Indeed made the hiring process so easy. I was able to search for all kinds of jobs based on my skills and being able to look at really easy to read descriptions from the jobs about what they were looking for in a candidate. If I needed to hire someone again, I would absolutely use Indeed. And I also have been telling everyone when they've been saying that they want to look for a job or they don't know where to find a job, I was like, you gotta use Indeed. I've literally told like four people like, oh, I found this job on Indeed. That's where you should look if you're looking to find a job. And the job I was looking for, they needed someone really quickly because they were growing so fast. So they needed to hire the right person very fast, and it was so important. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I sincerely love Indeed. I went on there. It was incredibly easy. I literally got hired in September for a job actually using Indeed. I know this is a podcast ad, but I mean it. I really did use Indeed. I really do recommend Indeed. It all happened so fast and I didn't even have to really stress. I found what I wanted. I got the job. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And if you're looking to hire, you need to use Indeed because you'll find people like me. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
American investment. More jobs, higher wages. It's why Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 and American businesses delivered. Investing in U.S. manufacturing, increasing wages for American workers, and creating over 500,000 new jobs. Unless Congress acts, tax hikes on American families, workers, and businesses will set us back. Tell Congress to extend and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
And also, I would say retirement accounts are investing. So for me, my IRA, which is a retirement account, that's not just saving, that's investing. So when people say saving for retirement, they're not actually describing it correctly. It's investing for retirement. So the money manager guy handles my retirement investing. So that's stuff that's going to be held long term. Like, I'm not going to even look at that or take anything out of that. I mean, I look at it, but I don't, you know, that's stuff that I can't even take out till I'm 59 and a half. So that stuff, and it's tax, either you're putting money that you already paid taxes on in, so when you take it out, you don't have to pay taxes, or it's like tax deferred, so you're not paying any taxes on it until you take it out when you're 59 and a half or however old. So look into that stuff too, but that's for retirement. Now on the day-to-day, if you want to do trading of your own stocks, which again, is kind of hit or miss, like I would only do it with sort of funds that you already have available. Those you can look into, you can see what passes the ESG metric. So look into, I mean, there are people that recommend that stuff all the time. You can also ask, if you have a money manager, ask to be invested in stuff that isn't completely amoral and toxic. I've been reading a lot of money books, and most of the advice is very like amoral, right? Like, just invest in what makes the most money. We don't think about if they're putting oil in the ocean. We don't think about how they treat their employees. We don't care about that. And I know that listeners to this show probably have different feelings on that. Now, when I was investing on my own, it was literally just, I opened an account on TD Ameritrade. You can open an account pretty much like Fidelity, like pretty much anywhere. And then you open it, and then you can just put money in, and then you can put stocks in. So there's a lot of really good books on investing. They call what you're trying to do ethical investing, and we've done episodes about it on this show. So I don't know. I hope that helps. I really also do want to do an episode about recycling. I think I've had that on my list for so long. I just don't know who to talk to. So if you're someone who knows stuff about recycling or wants to tell me about recycling, write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com, because I do want to know more about it. And if you're an expert on like green certification and stuff, I really want to know more about that. Okay, this is a DM that I got. Hi, found you through the Financial Feminist podcast. Woo, shout out to Tori Dunlap. And fucking love what I'm hearing. Book recommendation, Money Master the Game with Inspo Bro Tony Robbins. I have thought about doing a Tony Robbins episode for this show. I just am going to be so pissed about it, I think, because I think he really gets into God, which so many of these money books do. I've yet to read one that doesn't touch on God for some reason. So yes, that is a good recommendation. I think I'm putting it off because I'm just scared of what I'm going to read. I am going to read upcoming The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and I'm extremely nervous about that one too, because I feel like it's going to either make me into a monster or I'm going to feel awful about myself. If you guys have experiences with Tony Robbins, let me know. I also am thinking about reading Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People or something, but I feel like these books are going to hurt my soul. But I'll give it a go. I'll put Tony Robbins on my list. Okay, this is a follow-up from Cooper, who wrote an email called Trying to Better Yourself is Expensive. And this is a follow-up. Oh, and also one of the things that Cooper wanted was to be able to eat more salmon. That was on their list of money goals. Okay. Hiya, Gabe. We ordered catering for a director yesterday at work, and guess what? There was leftover salmon. I took a bunch of it home, and I'm having some for lunch right now. Cooper, you did it. You did it. You got your salmon. You got your salmon. That your little salmon goal, and it's not little, it's a big goal. Congratulations, you're eating salmon. Wow, you really did it. Okay, still haven't got a house, and I still don't have a PlayStation 5. Those were, by the way, on her other list. Okay, but stopped going to career counseling because the cost of the sessions were not worth the service provided. I also found out I could get all the responses they gave me for free. I went to 6 sessions, which just about adds up to the cost of a PlayStation 5. Yet here I am, PlayStationless, feeling a little discouraged and overwhelmed. But hey, I do be eating salmon, so life's not all bad. Thanks for the reason I'm extra happy eating my free lunch and for creating the best finance podcast I've ever listened to. Kind regards, Cooper, she, her.
Time is precious, and so are our pets.
So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If those of you listening have been following the Cooper Salmon saga, this is a truly delightful update. I think what we've learned from Cooper is that you need to have small, realistic goals. Like, one of her goals is buying a house, sure. But then one of her goals is just trying to eat more salmon. And she was able to achieve that goal by getting a free lunch. So honestly, hats off to you, Cooper. You did it. You ate more salmon. And if you want to write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com and let me know, like, what your big goal is, like buying a house, and then what your little goal is, like eating more salmon, I'll be happy to hear it. Okay, if you also want to leave a 5-star Apple review, please do. We have some really fun ones. This is from Cooper City Mom. Being educated with every episode. It's amazing how much I have learned about money, the economy, and the ins and outs of achieving financial success listening to Bad with Money. Gabe and their guests approach every subject on a level understandable by financial dimwits like me. Bravo. I doubt you're a financial dimwit. I don't think you should call yourself a financial dimwit. Look, some of us be out here trying to eat salmon. Cooper, you're one of my favorite people that writes in. Okay, this is a nice review from Miss Stizzle. It says, Gabe is hot. Now, let me explain. It's 5 stars. I posted about the new season being out, which we started April 11th, right? And we started with our episode about Dame and John and the founding of FUBU. And I said in my Instagram caption, please leave a 5-star review, even if it's just to say Gabe is hot. And you guys did it. You guys wrote in and you left reviews that said Gabe is hot. And I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. This is a lovely review from Discord. It says, I have missed the podcast and Gabe's conspiracy corner so much. Just in time for me to start my work commute again. I haven't done much conspiracy corner lately. Maybe I need to do more conspiracy corner because there is a lot of stuff coming up. Actually, like the Jim Cramer book that I'm reading probably has a lot of conspiracy corner stuff I could get into because I'm just reading endlessly about his market manipulation. Here's the thing. Jim Cramer's the host of Mad Money, by the way. You've seen him. So we're reading these books that we're reading for the show. One is Stay Mad, which is by Jim Cramer. And one is The Essays of Warren Buffett, which maybe has already come out. I'm not sure. But in those books, there is room for conspiracy corner because I think rich people are, okay, here's the thing. Are they giving this advice to help you get rich or are they giving this advice to keep them rich? Think about that. Think about that. So that's one of my conspiracy corners. You'll probably hear more conspiracy corner, honestly, in the episodes coming up, or I've already done it. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, you can follow me at Dabby Gunn. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Gabe S. Dunn. If you want to be a patron, you can be a patron at patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. There will be videos of these mailbags. Hello. There will be videos of these exclusively on Patreon. I'm going to do a hand signal. So you know it's Patreon. And those listening don't know what I did. So maybe you should be a patron. You can also follow the show on Instagram at BWMPod. Follow our lovely guests that we've had so far. The Marcus Garrett, Issa Medina, Kara Perez, who's We Bravely Go, and Stephanie Lee, who's coming back. Also, Stephanie Lee, if you liked her episode, subscribe to The Boring Newsletter. It's an incredible newsletter. And she started it from being on this show. Okay. Please leave a 5-star Apple review. And also you can leave reviews on Spotify, but I don't think you can write anything. I think you could just rate it. I'm not sure. Check it out. The Discord link will be in the description below. Love you guys. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
American investment, More jobs, higher wages. It's why Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 and American businesses delivered. Investing in U.S. manufacturing, increasing wages for American workers, and creating over 500,000 new jobs. Unless Congress acts, tax hikes on American families, workers, and businesses will set us back. Tell Congress to extend and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.